Hi folks, welcome to Coffee and Colossians on Monday the 24th. It's a bit later than usual because I'm on Scotland time. I'm here in Scotland for a month. We're up here in Port Mahomack in my mother's home. And I'll show you a photograph of this. And if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're listening to this on the podcast, then I can suggest that you go on the website and you'll see a photograph of where we are. It's beautiful, but it's cold. There's no global warming here in Scotland. Oh dear me, 11 degrees and it's mid-July, midsummer. But we are in Colossians chapter 2, and let's do this. Let's set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Now, the mind's our intellect, how we think, and of course that is absolutely vital. We all have that. I don't think that what this is teaching is what we might call a divine heavenly-mindedness, you know, a kind of maybe heavenly absent-mindedness. If that were true, then the rest of this letter would be nonsense. So I'm looking at verse 5, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. We need to think about things and how we think, what we're desiring, what we're wanting. He's saying we cannot set our minds on sin and on Christ at the same time. So for example, if I'm sitting here reading God's word and then I'm also at the same time thinking, how am I going to get drunk tonight? Or, you know, how am I going to exploit somebody or something like that? No. Paul's saying, we need to think about how we think, if you want to put it that way. Now, we're not to set our sights on earthly things. We're not to set our minds on earthly things, but to set it on Christ. Now, what does this mean? It means that we need a renewed mind to think about the ascended Christ. What does Christ want? What does he like and dislike? Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. We pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. How we think about God, how we think about our lives, how we think. It's not that thinking is divorced from how we behave, because in reality, thinking is what motivates and guides every aspect of our behavior. We are rational creatures, not just instinctive creatures. So we need to think, when we set our minds on things above, we're thinking about the risen Christ, and we'll come on to that tomorrow. We're thinking about the ascended Christ, and we're asking, what does Jesus want? What does he like and dislike? Who is he? What does that mean for us in the world? How can we mature in him? So there's a tremendous verse in Romans chapter 12, which I'm sure many of you know, but we need to reflect on it often. Romans 12 verse 1, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. So you offer your body. But then this, in verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. You know, I just did a kind of shorter catechism for Sunday on how God executes his decrees in the works of creation and providence. And I think that in this world, we've got a lot of people, and a lot of us as Christians, what we do, we think in a worldly way. We think it's being theological, but I don't think it is. So who of us, for example, think, well, there's this great climate crisis and we need to fix it because we're human beings and it's our responsibility. Really? Whatever happened to God being sovereign, and whatever happened to God being in charge of the wind and the rain and so on? Now, again, I keep coming, go and look at the video on that. We talked about that. But we need renewed minds, renewed ways of thinking. I think someone said this, that we need a sober mind and a fervent spirit. That's how we're saved from the dangers of subjectivism. So It's not that feelings don't matter. It's not that, you know, spiritual experiences don't matter. But it's saying that everything gets filtered through how we think. And I think that that is absolutely so vital and so important. So can I urge you, if you are a Christian, to set your mind on things above, not on worldly things. And if you're not a Christian, you need to get to know Christ so that you can do that, so that you can think in a different way. Because believe you me, once you see things from Christ's perspective, everything, literally everything, changes. So God bless you. Hopefully see you tomorrow in another part of Scotland. If you do follow on Facebook and Instagram, I'm trying to post a photo every day of something particularly Scottish that I come across. So, but that's not to set your mind on earthly things. Think on things that are above, and you see earthly things in the light of Christ. And even the things that I've been posting, you see them in the light of Christ. So God bless you, and we shall see you tomorrow for more Coffee and Colossians. Bye.